You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio this morning, we have the wonderful Mike Minogue. Kia ora, Mike. How are you?
Kia ora. Bloody marvellous, thank you.
Excellent. You are here to talk about a wonderful event. Podfest has been absolutely running this show recently because all of the shows are amazing, but I'm particularly excited for this one. It's the Wellington Paranormal Podcast Live.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here strictly for promotional purposes.
Yeah, strictly business.
Yeah, we started a Wellington Paranormal Podcast probably 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going. And so then we've got Tim Batt working with us at Frank Podcast, and he has set this the podcast thingy up with, the festival up with Q Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a few of his own. He's got a few of Frank's in there as well. And yeah, this Saturday night, 7:30, I think it is, with myself and Karen, we'll be down at Q Theatre trying to fill an hour skillfully,
yes. Masterfully, with all sorts. There's so much going on. And you know, I feel like if you haven't watched Wellington Paranormal, first of all, I think,
are you even a New Zealander?
Yeah, what's going on? Are you all right? But also, for some reason, if you haven't watched it, I feel like you can come in cold.
100%.
I feel like you can 1000% come in cold and just listen, and it's kind of almost more entertaining.
It's almost entertaining.
It is almost entertaining. There, but not quite, but there.
Yeah. No, it's going to be pretty good. We had a yarn with Karen yesterday. If you hear any crying now, it's just my daughter who's here has dropped the phone and can't look at photos anymore. Yeah, so I had a yarn with Karen yesterday, and we've set the whole show up, and there'll be music, and there'll be guests, and maybe special guests.
Ooh.
Maybe very special guests.
Hey, whoa, ho.
We've asked Taika to come along, so he may or may not show up. It's probably going to be dependent on him friending me on Instagram.
It's tough. Sometimes you send the request, it doesn't go through.
He's got a message I've never seen before, which is, this account does not even bother reading your messages. He probably gets so many.
It's just an auto reply.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, great.
And then Jermaine, we've asked him along as well. He was a guest on last week's show and this week's show as well. So yeah, it's going to be a bloody ripper. Really looking forward to it.
That sounds like a ripper.
It's going to be fun.
And am I right in thinking that the show itself has a fair bit of improv? Is that correct?
Yeah, it is a lot of that. So it starts off with a script, and then you sort of do a take where you're with the script, and then it sort of morphs the more takes that you do, and by the end of it, it's almost unrecognisable.
Yep.
So it's if you watch the show, it's probably 50-50. The writers, obviously, you'd be nowhere without them, but it's like with any sort of mates, if you start... if you put yourselves in a room with each other and just start babbling bullshit, if we're allowed to say that,
that's BFM.
That's when the gold comes, or the absolute rubbish.
And you can cut that. Is the fun part
yeah,
of that?
Right,
it's not
yeah.
like a live show. There you go. It's quite a treat. Is that? Here's my question. Does that mean that the podcast kind of extrapolation of the lore is that canon?
The podcast.
Sometimes you tell little tidbits about characters or what you were thinking, that kind of thing. Does that make all of that stuff canon in the show? Or are they separate entities? Meta?
I think they're separate entities a little bit. Yeah. I've really enjoyed doing the podcast because it's given an opportunity to talk about some of the stuff that happens behind the scenes. And I've got no memory really for anything.
Fair enough.
It's nice talking to Karen, and she actually does have a memory for stuff, and she remembers everything, and every memory she has is entirely in her favour, which doesn't feel accurate.
No.
But what I did when I was recording, when we were shooting the first season, was every time I was driving home at about 3 o'clock in the morning, I would record a voice memo talking about what happened during the shoot day. So that's been really useful. It's allowed me to fact check Karen's lies.
Yeah, good. Has that been brought to the podcast yet, the fact checking?
We've done a little bit. We've done a couple of them. But we'll probably do more. It seems to be mostly me complaining about Karen, really.
Listen, it seems like both of your memories are geared in someone's favour.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who. Well, the live show sounds like it's going to be absolutely banger with those potential guests, you know, depending on Instagram vibes. It is happening this Saturday at 7:30 at Q Theatre. You can get the tickets from Q Theatre's website. And there's also a lot of other excellent stuff going on at Podfest. And a lot of, as you said, Frank, podcasts that are coming out, which you're involved with?
Yeah, that's right. So I started a management company, Frank Management, about a year and a half ago. Just wanted to give actors and artists better representation, what we deemed would be fairer and more supportive representation. And part of that is just trying to provide as many revenue streams for them as you can, because acting might make you money one day, but it's probably not going to do it until the day you retire. So we set up the podcasting studios, and coming out of there, we've got Karen Hay, who's probably not at the start of her journey, but she's done a podcast at QFest. We've got Tim Provise doing one this Friday. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just getting a whole bunch of different podcasts on board, because it's certainly another opportunity for artists to make money.
Yeah.
And anything that can keep you away from sort of working in a restaurant and keep you in the arts is a good thing, we reckon.
Exactly. And there is a lot of good things to support. We've got Timprovise coming in at 9:30 on the show today. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, how good.
Thank you so much for coming in, Mike.
A joy.
Very excited to see the show this Saturday, and we will see you then.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.